This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 11th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for a day at the beach. Jerusalem is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, expect pleasant conditions throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran warns Israel of retaliation as diplomacy struggles to prevent renewed fighting. This from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the U.S. demands Iran publicly vow to stop attacks in Hormuz. This comes from the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also this hour, new satellite images reveal Iran is trying to restore its nuclear facilities. Walla reported this earlier today. Separately, Bernie Sanders compares Israel with Sudan and Russia. This from JNS earlier this hour. And finally, Israel reportedly tells the U.S. about a new Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. Forward shared this in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Jonathan Conricus, an analyst, shared his thoughts on Israel, Lebanon, Iran, and Turkey just minutes ago. Visegrad 24 reported earlier today that senior Iranian clerics have called for the assassination of President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu. Leslie Kajomovitz, a media critic, noted 16 minutes ago that the media establishment is flawed, highlighting issues within the Committee to Protect Journalists. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Iran's threat against Israel. Regional mediators led by Qatar are working hard to prevent renewed fighting. Despite these efforts, Tehran continues to threaten retaliation. According to Ynet, the situation remains tense as diplomatic solutions struggle to take hold. This raises concerns for stability in the region. Turning to the U.S. demands on Iran, the Times of Israel reports that Trump administration officials call for Tehran to halt attacks in Hormuz and abandon tolls on ships. This comes amid new satellite imagery suggesting activity at Iranian nuclear sites. The U.S. insists on transparency before any deals can proceed. The outcome could affect maritime security and nuclear negotiations. Meanwhile, new satellite images highlight Iran's attempts to restore its nuclear facilities. Walla's report indicates multiple sites show renewed activity. This aligns with ongoing tensions and calls for increased international scrutiny. The implications could be significant for regional security and global diplomacy. The comparison made by Bernie Sanders between Israel and nations like Sudan and Russia has sparked debate. According to JNS, Sanders acknowledged Israel's suffering from attacks on October 7th, but criticized its actions. Such statements could influence public opinion and diplomatic relations. Lastly, Israel has reportedly informed the U.S. of a plot by Iran to assassinate former President Trump. As reported by Forward, this intelligence adds another layer of complexity to the already strained U.S.-Iran relations. The revelation could impact diplomatic efforts and security measures. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that a Jerusalem registrar will close an elderly woman's 21 million shekel debt case, allowing her to focus on cancer treatment. Separately, former Iron Source executives have raised $27 million to build an advertising layer for AI, as reported by CTech. They believe a new monetization model is needed for AI apps. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, NVIDIA has been named the best company to work for in Israel for the third consecutive year, with Israel Aerospace Industries also ranking highly. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.